This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The drought in the West is causing continent-wide shifts in agriculture. The nuts they like to grow in California require a lot of precious water. But after 4 years of drought, the price of a walnut has doubled. For pecan growers in places like Texas and Georgia, this spells opportunity. WABE's Michelle Aloy reports.
Okay, so what's the difference between a pecan and a walnut? I mean, aside from the obvious, different nuts, different trees. Let's try tasting them. Okay, that was the walnut. And what about the pecan? It's a bit sweeter, but pretty much the same. But it's not just the taste that makes them comparable.
The applications, particularly when you're talking in baking, are very, very similar.
That's Dan Zeedan of Nature's Finest Foods, which specializes in marketing tree nuts. There's one other key distinction: where the nuts are grown. Pecans are grown in a handful of states. Walnuts need arid conditions to thrive and are grown almost exclusively in California. With the price of walnuts on the uptick,
we've seen a significant shift in consumption to pecans.
Zeedan says confectioners and bakers have always preferred pecans, but up until recently, pecans have generally been the more expensive option.
They have a much better flavor profile. They have a better shelf life. They're a bit more versatile. And there is a quality perception difference between walnuts and pecans.
This is all good news for Georgia, which is the top pecan producer in the U.S. Other pecan-producing states like Texas and New Mexico are happy, too. Lenny Wells is a pecan specialist with the University of Georgia. He says the pecan industry was booming even before the California drought. Growers, he says, have seen almost a dollar increase per pound in the last few years.
A lot of that is driven by the export demand for pecans right now, mainly to Asia. So the economics looks good, and we've had a lot of outside interest in the industry.
With California's ongoing drought, this interest is showing no signs of letting up. Wells says he's even gotten a couple of calls from California nut growers looking to set up shop in Georgia. In Atlanta, I'm Michelle Aloy for Marketplace.